So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, Understanding Material Nature, Text Number 2.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Unwilling to fight, the entire responsibility was upon him. That is the difference between liberation and conditioning. A conditioned soul may be very good and act in the mode of goodness, but still he is conditioned under the smell, the spell of material nature. It does smell, actually. Material nature smells. The smell of material nature. It's a meaningful slip there. Under the smelly spell of material nature. A devotee, however, acts completely under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Thus, his actions may not appear to be of very high quality to common man, but the devotee has no responsibility.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Paratamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sakarajatam Samagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sarvabhutam Vadivana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lanita Shri Shakam Vitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Udare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prajapine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshasarine. The reality is this. The modes are very heavy. And you're under the grip of the modes, it's very, very difficult to get out of the grip of the modes. Even if you're in the mode of goodness, you're still under the grip of the modes. It's only by extraordinary mercy that one can be liberated from the influence of the modes of nature. Brahmande Bhamite Konya Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Gata Vish. If one is fortunate to have that combined mercy of Guru and Krishna and have that seed of bhakti planted in the heart, then one can be liberated from the influence of the modes of nature. Otherwise, you can go on for millions and billions of lifetimes. Sometimes a demigod, sometimes a germ, sometimes a worm, sometimes a human being, a plant, a tree, a grasshopper, a bird, a fish, going around and around and around and around these 8,400,000 species. So, if one has that opportunity of having received the seed of bhakti, planted it in the heart, by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, you should take that very seriously and not let the seed be covered by weeds, or let the seed dry up from lack of water. What are the weeds? The biggest one is called Vaishnava Parama. Actually, I mean, no, that's the mad elephant. The weeds, I mean, no, the offenses against the holy name are there. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, these are weeds. But the biggest of all is that mad elephant of Vaishnava Parama. So be very, very careful not to offend Vaishnavas, to always respect the Vaishnavas. Even if there's a difference of opinion, still we respect. This person is trying to serve Krishna, therefore they are worshipable. So if one in this way is very, very careful to avoid offenses, at the same time waters that seed of bhakti, by regularly chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One will have a genuine awakening within the heart. He will actually personally experience Krishna. Mahi jnanena sadrisham pavrittam ihavidyate tatsvayam yogasamsara kalinatmani vindati. In this world, there's nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service realizes this knowledge within himself. He embellishes this knowledge within himself in due course of time. So if we take advantage of the mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna, and we faithfully chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, avoiding offenses and avoiding Vaishnava Parada, then that will come. Krishna is real. The materialist says Krishna is just a myth. How do you know he really exists? This is just some hype devised by exploitatively minded persons who wanted to take advantage of others. They will make propaganda like that. So how do you know Krishna is actually real? Well, because you meet Krishna. You actually meet Krishna, you actually associate with him directly. That's how one knows. It's like, how do I know that you are real? Because I can see you, I can associate with you, I can hear you, I can reciprocate with you, therefore I know that you're real. I see you sitting there in the class, you're listening, you see, I can see you're real because you're there. I perceive the reality of your existence. So in the same way, by practicing sadhana bhakti, one becomes qualified to directly see and associate with Krishna, face to face, eye to eye. And then you know Krishna is real. You really know that Krishna is real. Prabhupada convinced us that Krishna was real because he was convinced, because he was personally associating with Krishna at every minute. And he spoke with such conviction and with such authority based on revealed scriptures. And we were convinced, yes, Krishna is real. And by following this process the Prabhupada has given us, we were experiencing Krishna, we were tasting Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada told us in San Francisco, you are all seeing, you are all experiencing God. He said, because Krishna says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the taste of water. He says, you're drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. So every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, immediately become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada explained, to become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job. It simply requires practice. What if you're a neophyte, you haven't seen Krishna yet? How do you know you're not being hyped? That's a question that someone could raise. Well, the reality is that even though we may not be qualified to see him yet face to face, eye to eye, we're experiencing something, higher taste, just by this chanting process. Actually, we're directly experiencing Krishna, the form of his name, Nam Avatar. Krishna himself has come. It's the sound vibration, Krishna. So we are directly associating with Krishna. Through sound vibration, the Nama incarnation of Krishna. We're directly experiencing that. And we're feeling something, we're experiencing something by chanting Hare Krishna. We're experiencing a pleasure which is greater than any pleasure of this material existence. In this material existence, there are so many pleasures, especially eating and sex life, are the topmost pleasures in material life. Eating, the tongue and the genitals. These are the main organs of happiness for the materialist person. So one who awakens their Krishna consciousness, or even is beginning to awaken their Krishna consciousness, they find a satisfaction in Krishna consciousness, which goes beyond the tongue and the genitals. So that's enough to convince them this is worthy of pursuing. Because what's stated in the scriptures, they're experiencing it directly themselves. Not faith, it's science. Just like when I was a kid in high school, we were taught in the university, in the high school classroom. My dear student, the teacher said, H2O equals water. So how do you know that's really true? Well, you go to the lab and you do it. We did it. We went down the hall of the laboratory, and sure enough, I took two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen into the test tube, and lo and behold, what appeared there in the test tube?
Water.
So in a similar way, this is a science. I was asked by the flight attendant from Qantas yesterday. They were flying from Johannesburg to Sydney. So he said, well, so this is a faith, he said. I said, no, this is a science. He said, this is a religious faith. No, this is a science. Because just as H2O equals water, you can do that in the laboratory. We also have another test tube, that's our consciousness. And the test tube of your consciousness, instead of H2O equals water, you see, we have another formula, we do. That if you will chant this, if you will chant Hare Krishna and avoid the offenses, that's the transcendental version of H2O equals water. If you will chant Hare Krishna and avoid these offenses, then you, instead of getting water in your test tube, you get Krishna. Krishna will, instead of water appearing in the test tube, Krishna will appear in the test tube of your heart. Krishna will personally manifest. You'll be able to see him, be able to talk to him. Prabhupada said you can dance with Krishna, you can eat with Krishna. Now, we eat, we offer food to him now as neophytes, but realizably you can probably eat with Krishna. Can you imagine eating with Krishna? You see, that's beyond us right now. Realize so. You can dance with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna, you can eat with Krishna properly. So, just like I have my book, some of you may have my book, Truth Works. That, there's a deep meaning to that title. How do you know something is true? Because it works. That's how you can learn the truth of anything. It's like, how do you know H2O equals water? Because it actually produces water. So how do you know that chanting Hare Krishna will give you a direct experience of God Himself? By doing it. You see, a student that has been skeptical, well, this teacher is just concocting this, I don't really believe that H2O equals water, this is just a bunch of hype, I'm not going to go to the laboratory. I see. The student will never progress. He won't go anywhere. But someone said, the teacher has said this, let me test it out. Let me confirm this by doing the experiment myself. So the spiritual master says, if you will chant Hare Krishna and avoid these offenses, you will directly experience God in due course of time. You may say, well, the guru is just hyping me. He's just one of these con men, you know, trying to get some money and prestige of. You could think that. Many do. That's why we don't have 10,000 people for Bhagavatam class. You see what I'm saying? Or you could think about it. Maybe he's really speaking honestly and purely. Maybe. Let me check it out. See if it really works. I've tried everything else. Why not try this? You see? So you actually try it, you say, okay, I'll give it a try, I'll chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Throw away my cigarettes, get rid of my marijuana, get rid of the LSD, or whatever it is. You know, no more messing. messing around with illicit sex life. Just going to try it. This is what I did, because I was part of the hippie movement. You know, we were breaking all the principles. But after that, well, I've tried everything else for 6 months. I'm going to follow these principles and try it. Actually, it only took me about 3 days. Once I, after 3 days, I was doing this. I had to wait 6 months, you see. So the thing is, you actually get transcendental experience. If you sincerely chant, avoid these sinful activities, you experience something beyond this material existence. You experience something beyond the influence of the modes of nature, which is so sublime, which is so relishable, that nothing in the material world, even having the post of Lord Brahma, cannot compete with it. You understand? You can be the biggest, most famous rock star or multi-billionaire. Nothing even comes close to the nectar one can experience by chanting Hare Krishna while avoiding the offenses. And I can't, that's something you have to experience yourself. I can't just tell you. And you have to experience it yourself. And when you do, you'll know, wow, this is really something. I realize what's beyond this material nature. Let me go deeper into this. Deeper, deeper, deeper. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, please do not cheat yourselves. Do yourself a favor and take this process seriously. Because if you do so, I guarantee each and every one of you, you will directly experience God himself, face to face, in due course of time. So I see some questions have come. Try to answer some questions now. There's papers going around. Kids are always playful and careless. When will they have self-realization awakening in their heart and take Krishna consciousness seriously? Well, as soon as you... as soon as the parent takes it seriously. I remember sometimes the parents would come, they'd bring the kids for and say, okay, Johnny, offer your obeisances to the spiritual master. And they don't offer obeisances, they tell the kid to offer obeisances. See the point? If you want your kid to be self-realized, you be self-realized. And the kid will get it to you automatically. If you are self-realized, you see? Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati growing up in the house of Bhakti Manota Kaur, you see? This comes automatically. If the parent is self-realized, is acting in Krishna consciousness, the children will automatically pick it up. So you perfect your own Krishna consciousness. And engage the children also. You may have to wake them up for Mangalarti. They may not come wake up spontaneously for Mangalarti. We were just in a home in Mauritius for a week and a half. Whole family lived every day Mangalarti. The children also every day Mangalarti. Every day. And the boy Abai plays a really good Madhambi. Every day. Even the kids were up for Mangalarti. Every day. The kids. The mother is really into deity worship, so I named her Archana Siddhi Devi Dasi. When she becomes perfect, they're worshiping the deity. Very nice deity. They worship Gurnatai in their home very nicely, and every day the whole family is there for Mangalarti. So that's the thing.
When she goes to the
deity
at home, she goes to the temple.
She also worships at the temple, the deity. She does home and worship deities at home and in the temple both. How to get a taste in chanting? Well, if you will, the easiest way is to, of course, you avoid sinful activity, illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, gambling, and get up and chant in the early morning. That's when the modes are most favorable for chanting Hare Krishna, before the sun peeks its head over the eastern horizon. If you chant Hare Krishna, you will find some very, very sweet flavor. There are many Prabhupada books. Which one should we read daily? Prabhupada said we should read Bhagavatam every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. He instituted daily Bhagavatam. Why is the Srimad Bhagavatam important? Because there are many, many Puranas, but this is the spotless Purana. There's no tinge. You see, there's 18 Puranas, and there are some, for those persons in the mode of ignorance, there's six in the for those in the mode of passion, and six for those, actually, six and for the mode of goodness, the mode of those six. The Srimad Bhagavatam is for those who are completely beyond the mode of nature, Amalam Puranam, the spotless Puranam. How to overcome sleep and laziness? By enthusiasm. The first, if you want to know how to advance in Krishna consciousness, you have to be enthusiastic. And how to be enthusiastic? Follow the rules and regulations. If you follow the rules and regulations strictly, you'll be very enthusiastic. What is the role of the intelligence between the soul and the mind? You have to spiritualize your intelligence by hearing from Vedic wisdom and from realized devotees, and that will give you a very sharpened, realized intelligence by which you can keep your mind on the right track. If Krishna takes the personal charge of the devotees, then why have these three modes of nature act upon devotees? The modes of nature act upon us only to that extent that we do not take shelter of Krishna. So, Krishna doesn't force you to surrender. You have to choose to surrender of your own volition. When you make that determination, when you're solid in your determination, not to be a slave of the modes of nature anymore, and just to be totally sold out servant of Krishna, you will completely transcend the influence of the modes by Krishna's mercy. How much time should I give to my readings, the Prabhupada's books? I think 24 hours would be enough. Prabhupada said you should always be engaged in reading and always be engaged in service. Now it's funny, when I Prabhupada said we should read the books 24 hours a day and serve 24 hours a day. What about sleeping? How do you read and serve 24 hours a day? At that point, I finally figured it out. Because service is actually the laboratory portion of the reading, you see. In the lecture section, the teacher says H2O equals water, then you go to the lab and you actually do it. So you're also studying when you're doing it. You see, study and practice is service. So if you actually tune in and see everything through the eyes of Scripture, when you're doing service, you're still studying, but you're seeing how the philosophy actually works in practice. We hear in the lecture, when you sweep the floor, you're cleaning your heart. So then you're actually sweeping the floor. And you actually can, if you're really in the prime, you can feel by sweeping the floor, your heart is becoming pure. You'll feel it, you'll experience it by sweeping the floor. You see. But the whole thing is, don't be dull-headed. You have to be really attuned to the instructions of the spiritual man and the scriptures. If you're dull-headed, then you know your service will be like a drudgery. That you can see everything through the eyes of the Scripture, the Scripture will be part of your studies. You study how it actually works by doing it. Do you see Krishna? I'm seeing him right now. He's really beautiful. On the altar there. Do you talk to Krishna? Sure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That beautiful Lord, my eternal Lord and Master, is standing there blessing me with his wonderful smile. And I'm just praying to him, please engage me in your pure devotional service. Please free me of all the impurities in my heart. Please empower me that I can make the world Krishna conscious. This is my duty as a servant of Shiva Prabhupada, to be a pure devotee and to make the world Krishna conscious. So please, my dear Lord, bless me. Like we sing, Vairna Singh or Hidayana Singh. So I'm always praying to Krishna, talking in my head, begging for pure devotion, and begging for success in the preaching service that Prabhupada has given us. How to remove envy from the heart? Envy is nothing but a See, prema, when it comes in contact with the material of the passion, is transformed into all the negative things, to lust, to anger, to envy. It's simply prema in contact with the modes of nature. So all you have to do is reverse engineer it. And it turns back into prema. Now you can turn yogurt into milk. I mean milk into yogurt. You can't turn yogurt into milk. But with this you can. You can transform your envy back into pure love of God. By engaging in Krishna service. Alba told me, because I was having some difficulty of being envious of my godbrothers who were getting Prabhupada's personal association. I was in a little temple where Prabhupada never came there, and I was hearing all these stories, devotees going on morning walks, and being in the darshan, and Prabhupada said this, and he said that to them. I was envious. So I thought, you're not supposed to be envious of your godbrothers, so I was a little worried about this envy that I had in my heart, so I asked Prabhupada, I wrote him a letter and asked him what to do about this envy. He said, transcendental envy means that when you see someone is being recognized more than you, that by Krishna, then you should try harder so Krishna will recognize you also. So use that envy in Krishna's service. That's what Prabhupada told me to do. You should try, envy if somebody's getting more recognition, but you should try harder so Krishna recognizes you also. That's what Prabhupada personally wrote me. So you can use that. You can actually use envy in Krishna's service to purify yourself of envy. Pretty amazing. If Krishna is very merciful, what do you mean if? If Krishna is very merciful. If Krishna is very merciful, why doesn't he give us previous life memories? Yes, he's merciful that he doesn't give them. Because the hell we've been through in the previous lifetimes, that they have what is it called? Post-trauma stress disorder. If you remember all your previous lives, you'd be a psychological basket. They could put you in a mental hospital because you'd be suffering from post-trauma stress disorder. So Krishna has kindly given you forgetfulness of what you went through when you were a dog, a cat, a parakeet, an orangutan, a tree, a cactus plant, so many things you went through when you were a germ, an indigo germ. Krishna has kindly spared you of all those memories. You see, that's his kindness.
But you forget also the womb
huh?
of the mother.
Huh? Being in the womb of the mother also. What it was like being the hell you went through packed up in that womb for 9 months. But actually you weren't conscious the whole time. But near the end you were conscious. Can you actually be even put inside a bag, a tight bag, and all wrapped up like this? You can't see anything for like, what, 2 months or something. What a hell that would be, you see? So Krishna has freed us from these hell. He's kind. Okay. My false ego doesn't allow me to follow the instructions of my seniors. Please help me. Beat your mind with shoes, Prabhu. Beat your mind with shoes. Bhakti Siddhanta said, you beat your mind with shoes 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening with a broomstick. Beat your rascal mind with shoes. Tell your false ego, go to hell. Get out of here, you rascal. I am now a servant of Krishna and Guru, and I am not a servant of you anymore. Prabhu, we have heard that Krishna can expose himself, expand himself into innumerable forms, which is the same potency. Can Lord Balaram also? Yes. Balaram can also expand himself in unlimited forms. Balaram has that potency as well. Please explain, Krishna is the only super soul and is the only super soul in all other souls. Yeah, Krishna can expand himself into every living entity's heart as a super soul. He can. You said, after Sadhana Bhakti, we can see Krishna face to face. But that demotivates me, because how do I know that I'm not cheated with this post-dated check? That's an interesting question. So I could ask that of myself. Since I haven't seen Krishna face to face either yet, what am I doing here for 45 years chanting? Am I being cheated by Prabhupada? 45 years I've been following these principles. I've been coming to Mangalarti every day for 45 years. I've been, you know, simply following the regulated principles. Am I a fool? Am I a rascal? And letting Prabhupada cheat me? One could ask. The thing is, even though I haven't seen Krishna face to face yet, I'm tasting a pleasure so sublime that nothing I ever experienced in the material world even comes close to it. So, the point is, even before the sun rises in the morning, right? Here's a good example for us sadhana bhaktas who haven't seen Krishna yet, but are still continuing with this process. When the sun rises in the morning, do you see the sunlight before you see the sun? Yes, you do. The eastern horizon becomes brighter and brighter before you see the sun. So when you see you hear there's something, let's say you were born in the middle of the night, and you've never seen the sun ever before. And someone said, don't worry about the darkness, very soon the sun will come up. I've never heard about the sun, but somebody told me there's something called the sun. So they say, just face this direction and around 5:30 or something, and they see everything start getting brighter. That means the sun's coming soon. So, alright, I haven't seen Krishna directly, but I'm seeing the light of Krishna in many ways, and that gives me great faith. You see, I'm experiencing the light of Krishna in so many ways. So that gives me great faith that Krishna is real. Actually, I discovered Krishna even before I met the devotees. As a spiritual seeker, somehow or other, I found a poster of Krishna and I knew this was God. I just knew this was God. Intuitively, I knew this was God. Then I met the devotees, and gradually I learned the science of how to actually fully awaken my relationship with Krishna. So, judge by the result. You can judge by the transcendental bliss you can actually experience. Even before you meet Krishna directly, you can experience a relief from all kinds of material stuff. Why is Srimad Bhagavatam discussed in the morning class then in the temple? This is the order of our beloved Chandracharya in the divine grace. Eti Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. There are so many offenses that we commit being unaware of it. So along with chanting, how can I be sure of avoiding offenses? Take the association of senior devotees who point out your faults. And that's how you can get over them. You take the advanced association of those who can point out your faults, and that will help you to get free from them. How did Prabhupada translate the slokas? Krishna within the heart gave him the intelligence to do that. Please compare this verse to Bhagavad Gita 3:27. Prakrite kriyamana ni ganaika manasarvashana. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, considers himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out with the three modes of material nature. When the soul is under the spell of material nature and false ego, identifying his body, the self, he becomes absorbed in material activities, and by the influence of false ego, thinks that he is the proprietor of the ego. So they're very similar. Krishna in the Gita says he considers himself the doer, and here he considers himself to be the proprietor. So consider yourself to be the one who actually does It's like you work a job, you think, well, I'm doing this, so now this money that I've earned, it's mine. So they, to be the doer and the proprietor, they go hand in hand. How do I know my real self in the material world? What work should I choose to earn my living, which can satisfy my soul too? Any honest means of livelihood is okay. You have to just offer the results to Krishna. Do whatever is practical according to your talents, your abilities, whatever is available in the marketplace. You can start your own business. That's also really good. One can do that. You, to know your real self in the material world, you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. You need to get initiated. You need to be obedient to him. This is what's stated in the Nectar Devotion. That's the first of these steps, how to become a devotee of Krishna. Shelter, diksha, and obedience are the foundation described in Chapter 6 of the Nectar Devotion. If you will do that, it doesn't matter what your occupation is, but if you will take shelter of Guru, take diksha, and be obedient to the spiritual master, by doing that, you will get that awakening within your heart. My kids are growing fast. How to make them Krishna conscious? You be Krishna conscious. That's the key. You be purely fixed in Krishna consciousness. How to cross the three modes of material nature? By taking shelter of Krishna. Do you believe in Vedic astrology? Sure, but in science it's practically lost now. The current day astrologers don't have it like they did formerly. Formerly, by astrological calculation, the Vedic astrologers can tell everything perfectly. But now they've lost, the science is practically lost. The current day Vedic astrologers, no. I don't put much faith in them. I've never really taken advantage of them because I don't see they're very qualified. And actually, another point is this. As soon as you take shelter of Krishna, you see, astrology means under the influence of the predominating deities of the planets. But these predominating deities, they're under the influence of the modes of nature. So astrology means within the modes of nature, actually, is what it means. So one who takes shelter of Krishna, just like Prabhupada said, your future is written in your palm. And you, one time in the kirtan, your palm is now transformed. So you maybe you're, according to astrology, you may be at age 45, you're going to die in an automobile accident. Your astrology meant age 45, you're going to be killed in a car wreck, and that'll be it. Because you're a devotee, you know, Krishna says, we'll let that one go. I have work for this devotee to do, so I'm going to let that one go, I'll let one pass. Nothing to happen. You see, Krishna consciousness takes you beyond astrology. You're actually a devotee. Now, if you're main karmi, even wearing tilak, if you're main just in the modes of nature, yeah, astrology will act upon you completely. And an astrologer could tell you everything if one was really qualified, if there are such persons available. But when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna can completely nullify your astrology because you're beyond the influence of the modes of nature. So I never take astrology very seriously. I think it's all up to Krishna what he wants to do with me. He can kill me right away if he wants to, that's cool. Or I can live to be 150, I don't care. Whatever Krishna wants to do with me is alright. And I don't care a kick for astrology. I just care about Krishna. And let him do whatever he wants to with me. I don't need astrology. That's my opinion. What do you think about when they say that women are less intelligent compared to men? Prabhupada told my god sister, who said, Prabhupada, is it true that women are less intelligent? Prabhupada said, only if you think you're a woman. If you think you're a woman, you're definitely less intelligent. If you guys think you're a man, you're definitely less intelligent. Anyone identifies with their body, they're definitely less intelligent. When you realize I'm an eternal spiritual being, it doesn't matter whether you're in the male body or female body, you're super intelligent, okay? So yes, any woman who thinks I'm a woman is less intelligent. Any man who thinks I'm a man is less intelligent. Those who realize I'm an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with God, they are the most intelligent. How did you join Krishna consciousness? Right, how many hours do we have for this class? Well, let's see if I can summarize it here. I was a singer-songwriter back in the turbulent 60s, trying to make a revolution through my music, and I realized I couldn't do it. I realized that Prabhupada was the one who could really make a spiritual revolution. My singing, songwriting wasn't going to do it. And so I joined forces with Prabhupada because I wanted my whole thing is I realized as a youth there's only one purpose in life, and that is to make a revolution on the planet. Nothing else made sense. That was my career path, you see. Since I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a spiritual revolutionary. That was my career path. So how to do that? I tried being a singer-songwriter out in the West Coast, the whole San Francisco scene there. Like the singers, I tried that for a couple of years. It didn't. I could see it really wasn't working. But then I saw that Vishnu Swami came to town and introduced me to Prabhupada in such a way that I could see this was the real spiritual revolution for turning history upside down. Actually, what convinced me, they had a Lord Chaitanya festival in Dallas. They had a huge papier-mâché murti of Lord Chaitanya, about 20 feet high. And they carried him down the street, singing and dancing with this huge Lord Chaitanya. That convinced me. That convinced me that these people are making a... This is the real spiritual world. These people, they had the police block off the streets, you know, and there's a huge procession down Turtle Creek Boulevard in Dallas. When I saw that, that's all I know. This can make a revolution. So I'm joining forces with this. That convinced me. Seeing that festival in Dallas. Anything else? Okay, well, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for your participation in this Krishna Consciousness movement. Please take this very seriously as the only real business of your life to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness within your heart. Because I can guarantee you anything else you may think is important is not very important. It's only one thing you really have to do, and that is awaken pure love of God within your heart. And if you do that, you become the happiest person in the whole world. Unbelievably happy. So we thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.